The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR at Phoenix. Performance is crucial at the Checker O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 with only two to go in the chase. With only two races to go before the Sprint Cup Championship is decided, performance this weekend is crucial if anyone is going to take away the Sprint Cup from the number 48 team. Not everyone has a chance to do that, but those that do absolutely must outperform Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus in the Checker O'Reilly Auto Parts 500. All eyes are on whether or not Jimmy Johnson can make it through this weekend without the major difficulties of last week in Texas and finish fourth or better to come even closer to cinching the championship for the fourth time in a row. Did I mention it was historic? If anyone puts stock in the qualifying times over the practices, those times indicate this could be a week of someone other than a chase contender actually winning the race. You already know I don't put much stock in qualifying times, but if this week's order says anything about the race, it says expect the unexpected. Admittedly, a lot can happen in the race itself, but I do think this is a race that is either going to make or break the chase. It is all going to depend on where Jimmy Johnson finishes compared to those closest to him in the points. As it stands at the time of this writing, he needs to finish fourth or better over the next two races, and he will collect his fourth NASCAR championship. And do I really need to add the in a row part? Nah, probably not. I know there are those that think Martin Truex and Denny Hamlin have the best chance of winning this weekend, and some may even include Kurt Busch. I'm not sure any of the three will be able to pull it off, though. In all honesty, it's just been that kind of year for these guys. Now, this is definitely just this fan's view, and I could be way out to lunch, but I'm inclined to look at others to pull it off. I won't go into how I arrived at these, but I will say if they don't end the race at or near the top of the scoring pylon, I will be very surprised. I'm looking at the possibilities of Juan Montoya, Tony Stewart, Mark Martin, Jeff Gordon, and yes, Jimmy Johnson. You see, there is a big difference between running a fast lap or two and running consistently fast. It is just this fan's view, but I do think that any of the ones I just mentioned have a good chance at taking the victory at Phoenix this weekend simply because they consistently turned good laps in the final practice. Sure, I understand it's a tough track and anything can happen, but I think their chances at moving up in the points and their determination to do so are the determining factors when all is said and done. I can't really say I completely rule out some of the others that are quite capable of winning but haven't had stellar years. Probably the most recognizable name is Dale Jr. I can think of several others, but none with more to prove. His expectations for this year and the actual results are worlds apart. It isn't that he hasn't run well at times this year. In fact, he has been running well up in the pack when something unexpected has reached out and bitten him. I have to wonder what it will be like for the others in Sprint Cup when the number 88 team gets beyond all the troubles. Do I think he's going to dominate when that happens? No, probably not, but I will say he is in a great organization, and Hendrick Motorsports could be the dominant force again next year, and it could be four Hendrick teams contending for the Cup next year. All in all, I expect this race to be about as interesting as any in the chase so far. There is way too much on the line for it not to be. After all, this is just a flat short track with lots of things, good and bad, that can happen at any time. Depending on what actually happens in the Checker O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 will determine how interesting next week in Homestead will be. If the points race tightens up more with the race tomorrow, I look for Homestead to be a nail-biter right down to the wire. If not, it just may be one of those we have to sit through and wait out to the end to see who finishes where in spots 2 through 11. I'm already pretty sure who's going to finish 12. Although, hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at Just a Fan's View. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.